Let the speech of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Pilate therefore says to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest it, because I am king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, that I might bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate was the Roman governor ruling over Palestine where Jesus lived. Pilate asked Jesus, Are you the king of the Jews? He wanted to know because the chief priests accused Jesus of saying he was the Christ, meaning the one anointed by God to be king. If a man claimed that he was king instead of the Roman emperor, and if that man wanted to get rid of the Roman rulers and take over the kingdom himself, that would be a serious problem for Pilate. In that case, Pilate would want the man put to death quickly. But what did Jesus say? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my attendants would strive that I should not be handed over to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. The Lord said that his kingdom does not come from this world. His authority does not come from having many soldiers and weapons in this world, or from being born the son of a king in this world, or from being chosen, elected by other people. The Lord is most certainly king over all this world and every other world, including all the heavens, the world of spirits, and all the hells. But the Lord did not come into this world merely to rule over a certain land or even over this planet. That's not the kind of king he came to be. In fact, once the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth in a moment of time and said to him, I will give thee all this authority and the glory of them, for it is delivered up to me, and to whomever I want, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all will be thine. But Jesus answered, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Another time, right after Jesus had fed 5,000 men, starting with just 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Jesus knew they were about to seize him and make him a king. So he departed into a mountain alone by himself. And another time, the Pharisees tried to trap him by asking him whether or not it was right to pay tribute to Caesar. But Jesus answered them by saying, Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. In all these stories, we see the Lord making it clear that there is a big difference between earthly kings and kingdoms and the heavenly king and his kingdom. When Pilate heard what Jesus said about his kingdom not being of this world, Pilate asked, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest it, because I am king. He was born king of the Jews, as the wise men said. And as the angel Gabriel said to Mary, He shall rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Jesus explained what kind of king he is. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, that I might bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. The Lord himself is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. So Jesus' bearing witness to the truth means that he showed us how all truths lead back to the Lord himself, from whom they come. He fulfilled the law and the prophets. He became the Word made flesh. He showed how we can understand and apply the Word to life, following his example. Above all, he showed us that there is a God and how to think of him and love him and follow him. But Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" He was saying, "Is truth a king? Is there any such thing as truth that we can know and that can rule and give purpose to our lives?" And Pilate did not stay to let the Lord answer his question. Still, it was quite clear to Pilate that Jesus was innocent of seeking to overthrow Caesar. The soldiers dressed the Lord mockingly in royal crimson and a crown of thorns, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then the Lord himself answered Pilate's question, "What is truth?" by saying, "Behold, the man." In other words, "I am the truth." Pilate tried to get the chief priests to change their minds, saying, "Shall I crucify your king?" But the chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So many people today, like Pilate, doubt whether there is any such thing as truth, or if there is, they doubt whether we humans can ever see it clearly enough for it to do us any good. Other people, like the chief priest, flatly deny that there is any such thing as eternal truth. They believe that only what each person makes true is true for him. A church puts the truth to death for itself when it turns away from the living worship of the one God, the Lord. Then truth is divorced from life. It becomes merely something in the mouth, and no longer something you do, something that rules your behavior and gives you purpose. As truth is separated from actual life, it is separated from love. People separate our Heavenly Father's love from the truth in His Word. The divine is separated from the human. Jesus is mockingly clothed in royal crimson with a crown of thorns and a reed in His hand. And God is treated as invisible and irrelevant. But those who are of the truth, who keep the commandments as best they can, hear the Lord's voice. The Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." They listen to what the Lord says in His Word. They think about it in order to see how it applies to their lives, and they do it. They don't claim to know everything, or that their sight of the truth should rule over you, but they have confidence that the Lord is guiding them to see a bit more, day by day, of how to fulfill their responsibilities. For them, the truth is living and real and truly human. It is the voice of the Lord. The Lord came to restore the living voice of the truth to us, so that we can hear Him and be led to heaven. That's the kind of king He came to be. In the spiritual sense, the Lord was indeed born King of the Jews, because the Jews, in the highest sense, means the divine love, and king means divine truth. The Lord does not want to be merely truth or merely love for us, for truth alone condemns, while love alone is blind and defenseless. The Lord is truth from love, thus King of the Jews. The Lord, as King of the Jews in the spiritual sense, fought against the hells and subjugated them. By the divine truth from the divine love, He restored spiritual peace, order, and freedom in the spiritual world and in the church on earth. One of the ways He did this was by showing in person that there is much more to life than power and glory on earth. This is one reason why He was willing to lay down His life and take it again, to show that natural death is not the end and that earthly life is preparation for heavenly life. In a parallel way, the Lord makes us to be kings in relation to the responsibilities of our lives. In His Word, He teaches us the laws of His kingdom. He gives us specific teachings to apply to our life. In whatever state of order or disorder we find ourselves, we can find ways to repent and come to the Lord. We can learn to govern our many affections, thoughts, and actions. We can restrain and subdue those that are not in keeping with our King's laws and do more of those that are. We read, therefore, in the Word, the Lord calls those who are in wisdom from Him sons of the King and even kings. They are called born of Him, sons of the kingdom, sons of the Father, and heirs born of Him. That is, born again or regenerated. Also, it is said that they all sit with the Lord upon His throne. In His second coming, the Lord comes as the King of kings and Lord of lords, riding on the white horse. In the spiritual sense of the word, which He now reveals, it clearly appears that He is the Word, the God of heaven and earth. Whoever is willing can see clearly that He is the divine truth of the divine wisdom, the King of kings, and the divine good of the divine love, the Lord of lords, and thus the God of the universe. There is such a thing as love and truth. They together are the very fabric of creation, because they are the essence of God, the Creator. From Him, our lives can have uses, purpose, and meaning that last and grow to eternity. As we celebrate the glorious victory of our King on Easter and again at His second coming, let us follow His laws so that we can be His servants. As the Lord laid down His soul in this world so that He could rise again, let us remember for ourselves that His kingdom is not of this world. Let us strive to keep the worries, responsibilities, riches, and pleasures of life in their proper place, underneath the government of the Lord's truth, so that they may serve our eternal life, and so we may serve in His kingdom. Then the Lord God, Jesus Christ, will reign, whose kingdom shall be for ages of ages. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.